Resham, thank you so much for speaking with us today. I'm glad you're getting to enjoy the outdoors. The weather's really beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
We're on the tail end, hopefully, of a positive trend, considering how damaging last year was.
Yes.
For starters, how's the year been for you and your folks at Culture House?
You know, Jamal, like I'm sure everybody, it's been full of so many ups and downs, emotionally and professionally. And I think everyone on our team has gone through their own, you know, personal ups and downs, which of course affects the business, you know. But I will say that I'm super impressed with how our team has come together and really put the work in to continue to understand what's happening around us in the world, culturally and socially, and put that back into our work. You know, what we do as filmmakers and as, you know, culture creators is really try to make film and television and content and work that reflects who we are and that helps to shape who we are. And I can't think of a more poignant time in my professional life than the last year in terms of what we've all gone through. And I believe that that has really impacted our work for the better. I'm really proud of that. I'm proud of the fact that we were able to turn a really difficult situation and for many people on my team, a lot of trauma, into work that we hope helps to shape the culture for the better.
I mean, it's been really inspiring work to see as well. It was a cultural inflection point that we reached, and for the most part, we saw some positive out of that, but we also saw a lot of pushback. We saw a lot of negativity come out of it. But again, it's been really inspiring to see folks like yourself persevere and bring these really necessary initiatives and spaces to the public. Could you just talk a little bit about your journey with Culture House and the sort of the necessary strides that you needed to take to bring it here? Because I know it wasn't easy.
Yeah, no, thank you for asking. Certainly not. I would probably say, like most entrepreneurs, I'm sure would say, I haven't slept in like 5 years. But I think that a lot of the work that I've done has been to find the right people to build the business with. And that takes, for me, at least in my experience, that takes the most time, because building a trust, building a group of people who share values, and really protecting the culture of the company. Because sometimes people come in and they bring some toxicity with them that you don't expect. And then you have to learn how to deal with that, how to shift, pivot away from it, help them to sort of improve, or you have to say, hey, sorry, you know, this isn't working. And that, for me personally, has been one of the hardest parts of my journey, is figuring out who the right people are to work with and finding that foundation. And I'm so proud of the foundation that we've built together. But that's hard. That's really hard. And I think as an entrepreneur, the journey also requires a lot of trust in other people. And I think the trust factor is really hard. It's hard for me to trust people, because I've built this business with my blood, sweat, and tears. It's so personal. You know, it's not like, oh, this is business, this is personal. Like, it's really all the same. At least it's all the same for me. So once we do find some mutual trust, I feel like that's a really incredible moment. And then you hold on to people, at least I do, to continue to build together. Because that's the hard part. That's the hard part. And then when you have the right people around you, you can fucking do anything.
You're right that if there's no reciprocity with that trust, then everything gets, you know, stopped in its tracks. So to have good people around you is, I mean, that's really a blessing too, because of how personal and intimate this movement is. And actually, just speaking of which, as a result of being able to build that foundation and build on top of it, what are some initiatives that y'all are currently looking at to help address that lack of diversity, you know, in the industry? Because I feel like every year, at least every month at this point, we're hearing a new story about the lack of diversity in Hollywood and what that, I mean, how that's playing out. So what are the initiatives y'all are taking up to help tackle that?
Thank you for asking, Jamal. That's a really important piece of why we started the business in the first place. I think it's so much at the core of who we are. You know, we're a Black, brown, women-owned company. And we are extremely focused on stories that center women, people of color, queer folks, BIPOC communities in a meaningful way. And not only on the side of the camera that everyone sees, but very much so in the content supply chain that we build every single day, both in the core of our company and every show and every project that we build. We spend a lot of time and intention. Who's the gaffer? Who's going to be on set? Who's the DP? Who's the grip? Who's the editor? That really matters to us. And I think that that trend, well, I want to call it a trend, but that ethos has very much caught on. And I hope it's not a trend in Hollywood. You know, I hope that that actually becomes part of the way that we do things. Because for us, that's just how we do things because it's who we are. And so that feels very natural to us. But at the same time, we continue to tell networks and development that we say, hey, for us, the process is a big part of our story. How we make things is going to be equally important. So when it comes to press and PR and conversation, we want that to be front and center. And not out of vanity, but because we want to make sure that we're helping to set an example that we feel will benefit the next person and the younger generation that's coming up. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of, you know, we're on a show right now for Disney Plus, and, you know, the crew is primarily, you know, women and people of color. It's a 70-person crew. And it was a lot of work to build that crew, actually. And we did so very intentionally. You know, we're doing a show right now about women in hip hop. And again, all the producers are women of color. Writers are black women. And that was very intentional. And I'm really proud of building a process and content supply chain that reflects our values. And like I always say, even to my team, I say, listen, once we make a show, it goes out in the world, people are going to say whatever the fuck they want about it. The one thing that we can control is how we did it. We can control the process. We can be proud of that, and we can talk about it till the end of time. Everyone else can go around and say it's good, it's bad, it's this and it's that. But the part that we can control, we need to really infuse our values into that.
You know, because there's so much of the personal involved in this, in Culture House and in the initiatives y'all are working on, it's like it's double the work. It's more fragile than an impersonal initiative or an impersonal approach. And you know, last year the pandemic happened, and there are so many smaller up and coming projects and movements that were really left by the wayside. How was it adjusting to those changes that really rocked the industry and that rocked, you know, resources and resource management for something like Culture House? How did y'all, you know, keep it together in such a difficult time?
The first few weeks were like everybody, like, what in the fuck is going on? And when is this over? And they kept saying, people said, oh, well, we'll be back in the office by fall. And then this was, you know, obviously in 2020, when none of us really knew what the extent of what was going to happen. So as a growing business, you know, we had to make some choices on, we had to make some choices in terms of like, what are we going to prioritize? So we actually gave up our office space, which was really expensive, in order to keep people on staff. And so that was like a hard choice in a way, because obviously we'd worked hard to build that office and make a beautiful space, but it was easy because the priority is people. So, you know, those were some of the very like nitty gritty ways that we were like, okay, we need to put our money where our priorities are. And it really forced us to think about what those priorities were. In terms of business, we really pivoted into like developing, selling, writing, you know, because our shows that were in production were all put on hiatus and on hold. So we started really focusing on developing projects that we felt like, you know what, given what's happening in the world right now, maybe we can sell this thing. And we did. We sold a whole bunch of projects. We sold a show to Hulu, Disney Plus. We sold some development to Freeform, AMC Networks, Amazon, and Netflix. So we actually did really well. And I think it's because we focused on who we are, and we focused on what was happening in the world and how it was affecting us. And I think we started to put work out that really resonated with people because it was from a very authentic place. So I'm really proud of that.
And of course, y'all really should be proud of it, because this is that, I feel this is a new renaissance, another kind of renaissance, at least happening at this moment, because of that demand for diverse stories and diverse voices and to be represented by those necessary communities is a testament to the hard work y'all continue to put in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Before I let you go, Reshim, and you know, let you enjoy the rest of your meal, where can people find out? You're totally good. Where can people find out more about the incredible work you and Culture House are doing and to stay in the loop?
Yeah, please. Well, we're building our Instagram platform and, you know, looking to also feature artists and young people and those in our industry in that place to keep everyone updated with the work that we're doing and the things that we want to amplify, the organizations that we want to amplify, and of course, sharing our work. So we would love people to follow us at Culture House Media. And that's really going to be where we're going to be speaking to people outside of the industry. And then, you know, our website is always there to look at work. But I feel like we want to build an Instagram place where we can really engage with folks and share ideas and also highlight other artists and amplify them as well.
Reshim, I can't emphasize enough how inspiring the work that y'all are doing is, especially as a brown writer, and congratulations on all the strides y'all have made. And I'm just really excited to cover everything else that y'all have coming for fans.
I'm grateful for that. Thank you, Jamal. I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you're doing, and I'm grateful to you for covering us and thinking of us.